Good afternoon, Australia, and good evening, America, and welcome to all of you listening in Russia, Germany, UK, and across the world. Welcome back to Radio Tony, Everyday Business. This is your host, Tony Lontis. Just a reminder for you who are listening live on socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch, the delightful Payo in the Philippines is ready and waiting to take your questions and comments and send you the links of anything that we talk about today. And a reminder, the replays of all our live shows are available on Binge TV across the US of A and on the Tony TV app on all Roku, LG and Samsung smart TVs worldwide. Now, if you miss anything from today's show, my gorgeous guest Maria and all her information and links will be available on radiotony.com. And just jump on, look under guest information, click on Maria's gorgeous photo, and you will find links to all of her information. Now, before I introduce you to Maria, here's what you need to know. Maria is an NLP business coach, mentor, and trainer with over 15 years experience in professional and personal development coaching. She's a trainer in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. Since 2007, Maria has coached multiple individuals across various industries to truly make a difference in their own lives. Maria uses her skills in a well-rounded and robust approach to better facilitate her clients and students to bring out their utmost potential. Her diligence and professional approach challenges and brings out the best in her clients. She consciously increases the learning process at an accelerated rate while maintaining a high level of professional focus. Maria provides a strong foundation of experience and knowledge that creates ongoing support, growth, and success. Prior to starting her own company, The Conscious CEO, Maria was working as a qualified naturopath and personal trainer, where she built a holistic health clinic for 10 years. Then she made the move into New South Wales Police Force with the desire to make an impact in her local community. Maria discovered a deep curiosity of mind and that impacts the quality of life of individuals. She started her personal development journey and added to this helping individuals with mental health challenges. Outside of her business, Maria is a volunteer for the Are You OK? And an ambassador for the Are You OK? Maria delivers coaching and training globally and has exceptional results. Maria is extremely passionate about bridging the gap between business strategies and the power of our mind in leaders. As she's seen in her experience across multiple and differing industries, the importance of a sharp mind and the exceptional communication that it can have on the context of life. Maria Vermarcus, I am so glad to have you on the show this afternoon. Welcome to Radio Tony. How are you, Maria?
I'm well, Tony. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to today.
Maria, there's so much wonderful goodness in your life experience, and I guess I want to start at the beginning with a little bit about your story and your journey. What would you like to share with listeners today, how you started out and how that led to the path of being the Conscious CEO?
Yeah, sure. So my business journey started actually when I was a young girl. I grew up in a family, a real strong cultured family, and my parents taught me that in order to create the life that you want, you've got to go out and get it and create it yourself. So my dad was a role model for me in a sense, where he had all these sort of businesses and he created this success within his own life in order to pass on that legacy to his children. So I looked at that as a young kid, and I had a desire to be able to create that success myself. And that started my journey in the natural therapy industry, where I became a naturopath and I wanted to be able to help others and transform their lives. And I had a deep passion for health and fitness. So that was my lead-in into being able to do so. So I went on and I became qualified and I built a clinic up from scratch, and then I did a few other trainings and courses where I learnt in the fitness industry. I had to have a strong passion for health and fitness, so I was really engulfed in being able to help others transform their physical life to be able to do so. But what I had actually found was that a lot of people were creating these transformations physically, but when some sort of event that actually happened within their own lives, it would trigger certain emotions and mental states, which would create a sabotaging cycle, and then they'd come back to me and go, Maria, you know, this has happened to me again. So that started my curiosity in terms of the mind and how it works and how it impacts, but also observing my journey as a business owner and the obstacles and challenges that I came up against in being able to build my own success as well. And, you know, things such as imposter syndrome or not having the confidence to really be able to speak up as an individual and as a leader to be able to create a bigger impact in this world. From there, I went and joined the police force because I was like, oh, how could I actually make an impact in my local community? And, you know, small changes create bigger changes. And by doing that, I was very curious in being able to how to do that. So I was running my clinical practice on the side while I was in the police force. Then I left the police because I was actually approached to be able to lead someone else's business and grow that business as well, which challenged me mentally in terms of stepping up to that next level in becoming the leader that I needed to be in the business world to be able to mentor others through that journey as well. And that kind of led me on into my own personal development journey where I wanted to fast track my results in some way. And I came across these tools such as NLP and experienced the fast, quick, rapid changes that it does and allowed me to be able to successfully, you know, grow my business a lot quicker as to where it is today.
Maria, just going back to your time in the police force, I've talked to lots of people over the years about their time in the police force and the reasons they left. What was it like for you? Because some of them, my friends talk about some really traumatic experiences that changed their life and drove them on a different path. Others had really wonderful experiences in the police force. So it's kind of varied. So I'm curious, what was your experience like, Maria, in the police force?
Yeah, absolutely. My own personal experience, I found that it actually had quite a significant impact on my own life, mentally and physically.
Yes.
Even though I actually had the background in terms of knowing how to maintain my health and be healthy and think positive and all these things, when you're in an environment that is quite confronting and at times pretty in your face, it's a little bit hard to be able to deal with these sort of things if you don't have the correct or the right network and support around you to be able to do so. So my experience in the police force, I actually, my health actually declined and my mental health actually declined, which was part of the reason why I had left from there. And I can see people that have been in there for, you know, 10, 20 years, how it has actually changed them as an individual while being in those positions.
I can agree. Many people I've spoken to, they went in with wonderful ideals and wanting to impact and change, and it changed them having to deal with such monumental experiences, and it and all of them say that it has a deep impact on their own mental health, and many of them That's the reason why they left, which is really, really sad, isn't it, Maria?
Absolutely, because these people that are in the police are at the forefront of being able to help others and support others. So if they're in a state where they're not fully functioning at their best, it's a little bit concerning in the sense, how are they supposed to support the public if they're not able to do that for themselves?
And then there comes that whole conversation around the education of police. And I've talked about this with friends before about the concept of trauma-informed care, so that police officers attending traumatic instances, whatever they may be, understand what's going on in the minds of those people in that traumatic situation. And then on top of that, they've got to deal with their own mind and how it's reacting to what's unfolding in front of them. So it's a very tough space to be in, and I'm not sure that we get it right yet, Maria.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there. And the impact that it has in the working environment, I've seen how that's actually impacted their own personal relationships at home, where, you know, you go home and you spend so much time at work and you don't really have that deep connection with your loved ones, because either one, A, you've shut down because of not having to deal with the emotions, or two, you work so much to consume yourself so you don't have to deal with those emotions. So I've witnessed, and personally, many relationships like marriages and things like that break down because of these, that they don't have the strategies in place in knowing how to deal with these sort of circumstances to sustain a long-term career in those roles.
And I really don't think that there's enough recognition that that trauma impacts everyone, and it doesn't matter what skills you have or what knowledge you have, there's still an impact, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's something that cannot be ignored.
I, being a fan of NLP and timeline therapy, because I know how powerful and how rapid the results of those therapies are in my own life, and many of my friends, my coaches, people I talk to, have all benefited from NLP and timeline therapy. Did you have those skills when you were a naturopath, or did they come afterwards, Maria?
Yeah, great question. They actually came afterwards, because I identified a missing piece of the puzzle that really didn't solve the problem as a whole. It was only just one piece of the puzzle when I was helping people with their health and, you know, exercising, but what about their mental health and their mental state? It, you know, you could tell them to think positive, but how can you actually make changes at a much more deeper level for them that's more permanent and sustainable?
Because it's that subconscious level that has the capacity to trick us up all the time, isn't it? And those timeline therapies and NLP, they work at a subconscious level that brings about change that is more difficult at a conscious level. Is that a good way of describing it, Maria?
And, a good way to look at it as though is that it actually rewires the brain to change any attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that you may be doing that are sabotaging the results that you're wanting to achieve. So things like procrastination is a classic example of that. A lot of people tend to procrastinate, but really, what is the root cause of that procrastination? And that actually appears at the unconscious level, where NLP is able to reprogram that and then give the person the strategies in place to go about creating much more bigger success.
And sometimes that procrastination is fear-based, isn't it? Which leads me into another conversation I wanted to explore. There seems to be a lot of fear across the planet at the moment. Now, be that fear of the pandemic, fear of vaccination, fear of the unknown, And that fear seems to be permeating a lot of social media, the news cycle. It seems to be everywhere. And I've talked to people and they describe it as like a blanket covering the world from time to time. What do you suggest is the best way to get around fear? I know what I do, but I'd love to know what you do, Maria.
Great question. And I love that how you've pointed this out in terms of it's a blanket. I love to, for my, the way that I describe it, I call it a smoke screen because it's really hard to see past what's, is it real or is it not? The thing is with fear, right? It's actually something that we create ourselves. Now, to understand in terms of why are you experiencing this fear is to understand, well, what are you actually listening to or feeding your mind in order to feed that emotion at the unconscious level? You mentioned social media and the media itself, people and all of these things. My biggest thing is to do your research with anything that you are experiencing and needing to make a decision, because to make a decision based on someone else's opinions because they're experiencing that fear is a little preempt in terms of making well-informed decisions. A great way to be able to really understand the fear is to actually check in with it and ask yourself, is this something I'm actually is it warranted, this fear? Is it really warranted, or is it something that I'm exposing myself to that I'm actually creating outside of me, which is the result of why I'm actually feeling this way? Everybody can have their own opinion in what they believe in. Everyone has their own belief systems. So be mindful and be sure of what you believe in and what you stand for. And if you're unsure of what that is, go and do some research and gather more information in being able to make a well-informed decision rather than just preempting it based on a certain emotion you're experiencing at that time.
The other thing too, Maria, is that if you have a certain view, remember that the research you do will often be pointed to support that particular view. And I like to challenge people on their thoughts because when you research, you need to look at both sides, not just the views or the research that supports the background of what you already think. So you need to look at the alternatives and look at those and go, okay, they're saying XYZ. These guys are saying PQRS. Which do I think makes most sense to me? And look at both sides. Often people have very strong views on either. So if we talk about vaccination, there's strong views for and strong views against. And in the middle, somewhere lies the truth, and it's about finding the truth and the truth that makes sense to you, because no one can make your decisions for you. No one can tell you what you can and can't do. However, you can do better by humanity as a whole if you take a balanced approach and look at both sides, not just the side that you think that you want to take. Maria, fear is often presents in really unusual ways. And going back to your conversation about procrastination, when I examine my procrastination, sometimes fear sits right at the bottom of this. And you've got to go, okay, so I'm not doing this. Why am I not doing this? Oh, maybe I'm a bit worried about this. Oh, maybe that's fear. Oh, why am I fearful? Oh, for goodness sake. Do you know it's like an unpacking process, and working with coaches and leaders that use NLP, I've discovered that you can do that, but you've got to, there's an awareness, isn't there, Maria, that you need to cultivate before you're able to do that. Do you see that in many leaders, that ability to break it down and recognize and be aware, oh, okay, this is happening. Let me just unpack that and see what that's all about.
Yeah, great question. And I think This is the one thing that I have found that has been a common theme amongst business owners and business leaders that I've actually worked with. And, you know, this is the reason why I've partly named my business the Conscious CEO, because consciousness is all about becoming self-aware and having a really good internal communication with your own self, with what's happening in your own head. The key is actually in the awareness, but also the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself in order to rediscover and learn from to move forward why you're experiencing this fear, or what is the purpose of this fear, to be able to go about your daily activities in a much more efficient way. So that awareness, absolutely, but also the questions that you ask yourself are the most important things in being able to really discover and come back to who you truly are.
And that's the key of what sits behind your company, the Conscious CEO, is that awareness and learning. And is that what conscious leadership means to you, Maria?
Absolutely. It's that self-awareness, but also having that critical thinking, so conscious mind thinking, in being able to apply strategies very effectively. When you combine the three pillars, which is what I call strategy, mindset, and consciousness, you're able to create a real holistic person that's actually true to who they are, and then to lead with integrity and empower others to do the same within themselves. I've seen so many leaders out there that put on this mask, this leadership mask, and go about in taking these activities, but inside they're like scared and fearful and not knowing what to do. And sometimes that's okay, but you've also got to remember is that what you encompass within your own self is what you're actually instilling in others to be able to, step up and take that role in leadership as well.
Yeah. Maria, do you see a change in the way that we're leading? And I ask this from a double point, because I feel that there is a rise of feminine leadership across the world, and I feel that that there is a change in the way that future leaders will lead. Do you see that happening in your practice?
Yes, I do. I have seen many more women that are stepping up to the platform in wanting to lead. I think a lot of what I've observed is many people in society at the moment are craving some guidance from a place of empathy and compassion. They're wanting to feel connected, because currently it's something that has been significantly lost with the limitations in how we interact now. So women have this innate quality where they're able to provide that compassion and connection from a feminine energy, let's say. And I think this is something that is growing quite significantly in current times with conscious leadership.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also, the other piece that plays into this is we need to have that balance of feminine and masculine across the world. And from my perspective, it's been very skewed to masculine leadership and energy. And for the world to be thriving, it needs the balance of both. And so it's good to hear that you're observing women stepping up to the plate, because female leaders have a lot to give in terms of balance and intuitive thoughts and sympathy, empathy, and all those wonderful things that make the world a better place. And it's been lacking for a long time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It takes a lot of courage to step up to be that leader and to put yourself in a place where to be vulnerable, to connect with others. Yeah. But it's something that it actually makes leaders much more relatable when they open up and allow others in and lean in into those sort of situations with other leaders that are looking at role models.
Yeah. I mean, it would be good for our Australian leadership to come out and say, gosh, guys, this is really tough and hard, and I'm sorry that you're all struggling, but here's what we're going to do to help you get through this because we are going to get through it. We need some of that at the moment, particularly for the people in New South Wales who are just, what a horrible situation to be in. And it's not looking great for them in terms of the whole management of what's going on in New South Wales with the pandemic. And I think that New South Wales is going to need a little bit of love and care to get through the other side. changing tact at the moment. We've talked about conscious leadership, and the other thing that I wanted to, one of the other subjects I wanted to talk to you about today is around the topic of authentically selling. What is authentic selling?
Love this. This is my favorite topic. Pretty much authentic selling is a win-win approach to selling, where it's a win for the business owner, but it's a win for the client or the prospect. My biggest key for authentic selling is selling with integrity. Over the years, people have been trained in many different, various different sales techniques, and a lot of it's created this label or this connotation in sales where it can be quite slimy and sleazy. So
Just
part of
give me
being part of being a conscious leader is actually knowing how to sell with empathy and compassion that creates a win-win approach. People are just wanting people to be real, simple as that. And you know, at times you've got to be vulnerable and you've got to be honest with them. When we're trying to be manipulative and being sneaking around what the actual outcome is and just wanting it to be a win-lose outcome, it doesn't create ecological results, which means that it's not, you know, great for the business owner, and it's also not a great for the prospect, because essentially that prospect will feel that, and they'll go and tell 10 other people the same thing. So it ruins the reputation of the business owner. So authentic selling means to me a win-win approach that is all about selling with integrity.
And that selling with integrity is actually more about how you can help that client, customer, prospect to do better in their business, live a better life, and create something better for them. It's the way that I look at it, it's got to be more about the help that you give and the value that you give. And there's always this, there should always be an exchange of energy. And so I look at money as energy, and it's just an exchange of energy. The energy that I give you is da 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 da, and you will receive blah 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 blah. And that actually helped me. I was thinking about it when I was thinking about our interview, and I love that you call it authentic selling, because the words we use and the mindset we use flip it on its head from sales for sales' sake. It actually becomes about how can I help this person get better results, or how can I help this person get better in their business, or how can I help them get more online presence? All of those things, if you look at it from a help perspective, it really does make it authentic, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I love how you reiterated, how can I help? Because that's the key question, is it's not about you, it's about them and about how you can actually help them. At the end of the day, they've come to you for help.
And that's right. And you can help people. Don't think that people often undervalue themselves and don't think that they can help. But because you have certain skills, knowledge, and wisdom, that's always of value to someone else who hasn't got the same skills, knowledge, wisdom. And that's why they're coming to you, so that you can help them with that. And that, I think, is a, I going to take on that term authentic selling because I think it's so beautiful. Now, Maria, I want to talk a whole heap more about the Conscious CEO because you've got some amazing programs that you run. And I thought I'd start with the Elite Leadership Accelerator, and what that is and how it helps.
Yeah, sure. So this is one of my favorite trainings. The Elite Leadership Accelerator is the NLP training certification program. And there's two levels to that. There's a 7-day training, mm-hmm. which is the foundation, which is the NLP practitioner training. And then you've got mm-hmm. the 15-day level 2 training, which is the elite leadership. So that's what we call the master practitioner training. In each of those trainings, you actually receive 4 certifications that are globally recognized. Whether you're a coach, a consultant, or a business owner, you're able to use those certifications as another source of income within your business. Or I've had business owners that have just come and done that for their own personal development journey so they can improve their own leadership skills as well. So there is certification training that is globally recognized. So we look at how to actually improve your communication to the point where how to be able to sell, as well as how to actually communicate with others in a way that creates change within them and empowers them to go out and make an impact as well. So it's quite a transformative training, and I absolutely love it.
And Maria, do you do those online as well as in person?
Yeah, I actually do run them as a hybrid. So when clients come to me, they can do it as face-to-face, or they can do it online during the live face-to-face training.
And those 4 certifications within that course, what are they?
Yeah, so that's in NLP, so NLP practitioner, or if you do the master practitioner, it'll be a master practitioner. There's also timeline therapy, hypnosis, as well as NLP coaching as well.
And Maria, can anyone learn each of those elements? So hypnosis used to be thought of as only a few people could do that, but what you're saying is anyone can learn those components. Anyone can learn NLP. Anyone can learn timeline. Anyone can learn hypnosis.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can learn any of those techniques. A lot of them have actually been used in therapy. And we've seen a lot of it in terms of addictions, in terms of depression and those sort of things. But what I've actually done is I've taken those techniques and I specialize them in the business world. So they're applicable in how to use them for business owners, coaches and consultants and so forth. So you can use them for therapy, but the context that I teach them in is specifically around business.
It's in business.
Yeah.
Very good. I actually love the way that business seems to be, I hate the word pivot, but business seems to be really moving into an alignment between mind, body, and soul, from an incorporation of that into a business sense. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that now with all the things that are happening in the world and how there's been quite a lot of changes and shifts, people are looking at how can they actually do business differently. And, you know, last year I heard that word pivot so many times that it actually confused a lot of business owners because they're like, well, how many times can I actually pivot? So I think the key takeaway there is looking at your business and how you can actually do it differently in different ways, and then choose that one path, test and measure it. And if it doesn't work, try another path and test and measure that and so forth.
Yeah. Because if you bring into that all the wonderful advances in technology, and there's just so much going on in the technology space, there's no reason why Australian-owned business owners can't have a thriving doing worldwide business that goes for anyone listening in the US and Europe. The technology is available for you to have a multinational business and still live and work in your country of origin, which that's amazing. I think it's just brilliant that we can be connected with others on the other side of the world, particularly in Australia, because we're kind of like down the bottom of the world and away from everyone, really.
We are quite isolated.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, that, like you said, so many advances with technology. And what I'd love to say is that no matter what age you are, learn to use it, because you can actually create any business. I've seen a lot of the older generation, let's say, that have come across and they're like, I don't like technology, I don't get technology. One thing I would say is, even though you don't like it, learn how to use it in to continue on and doing your business and creating, you know, opportunities elsewhere.
And again, that's just at the base of that, I don't want to use technology, is fear, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just fear.
Fear
is
of
not
change.
Anything that's going to hurt you. Yeah. Fear is just a thought in your head. If you flip that and go, well, what could happen if I do learn about technology? What could happen? What could I create? Who could I connect you to? How many lives could I impact? If you flip it and think about it in a different way, it becomes exciting. And I've got a curious mind like you, Maria, and I'm always searching for new information and new stuff and learning constantly. If you had told me in my 30s that I would be doing something like this in my 50s and learning technology that is challenging from time to time, and let's face it, I make mistakes all the time, but I've actually learned to embrace those things and go, okay, that's another learning experience. I never anticipated learning so much in my 50s. Maria, I'm curious to know, as a younger person, how did you see your life panning out?
Oh, this is a great question. If I was probably 21, and I was looking at asking myself, well, what would
you're
my life
21.
Look?
You're not 21.
I could be.
Absolutely. I just put that out to the world.
If I was to ask my younger self what my life would look like in, you know, 10, 20 years' time, I'd probably say I'd be working in as a naturopath, helping people.
Yeah.
You know, making an impact that way, because that is my first love. That's my first passion in what I love to do. And I know that eventually I would have come back to the center of myself and gone, what else is there? What more is there? So I think what I would say to myself at that time is, to have that curiosity and to question everything about what else, what next, what else is there that I can learn beyond what there is now. Because that journey of growth never finishes. It's a constant lifetime process. Whether it be in business or in your own personal life.
Maria, do you still practice your naturopathy, or it's just something that's still, you've got obviously got all that knowledge still there?
Yes, I am fully qualified, but I'm not a registered naturopath, so I'm not registered with an association because I don't run a clinic as such. But if someone asks me, Maria, what do you do
you
for this?
I'm
able to provide that as advice. Yeah.
Fantastic, because there's that balance of conversation. If you're given a diagnosis from a medical perspective, it never hurts to have an alternate perspective. And you know, I know in my own life that I've used natural products, vitamins, minerals, supplements, homeopathic remedies, And I use lots of homeopathic remedies on my animals, my goats. They get homeopathic remedies before they get anything else. But, it's that balance again, isn't it? Knowing that there's something else out there that might help and give you that best life. There's no one answer to any question. There's always a multitude, and you've got to find the what works for you and you alone. Maria, what advice would you give to your younger self besides being curious?
Yeah, it would probably be to get out of my own way and to continue doing what I want to do in my own lane.
It's a powerful thing to recognize that you are an individual and unique human being, and other people's advice may not serve you best. And it takes a
Absolutely.
while. It took me a long while to figure out that sometimes I did know best, and sometimes I do know what's best for me. And yes, advice is amazing and wonderful and helpful, but sometimes you have to take it and tonify it or Mariafy it so that it works in your own life. I guess that you find that working with high-level leaders, Maria, that you have to align your advice and coaching to suit their individual personality and perspectives.
There's never one person that's the same, whether they're a coach, consultant, or business owner. So, as a coach and a trainer, if they were to come see me, it's for me to be able to fill my role. It's about having the flexibility and seeing the problem outside of their box to be able to assist them, because that's the problem a lot of the time. People only see what's in their box. And they're limited by those barriers, which is why they don't know what to do or how to get out of it. So for me to be able to serve them, I also would need to, I work on myself on a day-to-day basis to be able to continue my growth journey and, my business and so forth. But I think with my expertise and skills, it gives me the tools to be able to see a bigger picture that they don't actually see to help them solve their problems.
I know I'm biased when I talk about coaches and mentors, because without a doubt, there's no way I would have got to this point in time had I not had coaches and mentors. Now, coaching and mentorship is a growth industry across the planet. There's still people out there that go, "I don't need a mentor, I don't need a coach." What would you say to them, Maria?
I would say,
Particularly leaders.
everyone has free will, everyone has choice within their business. However, if you would like to accelerate where you are and where you want to be and shorten that length of time, a coach and a mentor, or a mentor, someone who's already done that, can get you there a lot quicker. They already know the blind spots before you've actually, gotten to those points to prevent you from hitting up against that, to shorten that length of time. Some people are happy being on their own journey by themselves, doing what they want to do. Some people like to be pushed outside of their comfort zone. And as you know, growth is never comfortable. So we've got to be able to get comfortable in
No.
being uncomfortable to be able to get to where we need to go.
Yeah. And in that space of discomfort, it's a wonderful experience to be held and supported in that space. And that's what coaches and mentors offer. Is that they support you when you're growing and uncomfortable. They're there just to give you support and care and help you along the way. And even high level leaders will have mentors and coaches, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know any successful business owner, even Richard Branson, like everyone has had mentors. And the smart people that do have created that success or want that success, they know they've got to model someone that has already done them in order for them to go out and achieve it as well.
And it does accelerate your results, and it does move you forward like nothing else I know. So you can be an action taker, and you can do all the steps, but it's a coach that will accelerate things that much quicker.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it works like that, but I just know that it does. And I know that if you're a little stuck in business, then getting a coach or getting in contact with someone like Maria, the Conscious CEO, that's going to help you move forward. And if ever there was a time that people and businesses are stuck, it's going to be now, isn't it?
Absolutely. People either they'll freeze in not knowing what to do, or they'll go gung-ho in trying to, all these different trainings and programs to try and find other ways to be able to do that, to do business differently. So it's very fight or flight kind of behavior that's happening with business owners at the moment.
Definitely. It's very unsettled at the moment. Very, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? But I've got to keep going. What will I? Yeah, that sort of feeling amongst business. And the truth is that the world is in a very unstable place, and that won't last forever, but it's getting through that instability that can be challenging for business.
Yeah, Maria, absolutely.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
No, all I was going to say is that everything is unstable at the moment, but surround yourself with the right support network in being able to help and guide you, whether that be with a coach or whether that be with a board of directors where you've got that advisory board to be able to move you forward. But a support network is definitely imperative, especially during current times.
Yeah. Having the right people around you is incredibly important to your success. And something that it took me a while to learn that you do need support around you. Mm. Yes, you can be a solopreneur or a sole company owner, but you need people around you that help, love, support, and give direction when you're directionless. And there will be times when you're directionless, won't there?
Yeah, absolutely. They can be many times.
Maria, what's next for the Conscious CEO? What are your big plans? What's your grand vision? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, sure. So I had a big grand vision before COVID started happening. But things have slightly taken a different path, different detour. My biggest vision at the moment is being able to run my trainings internationally, say in the US or in the UK at the moment. At the moment, the Elite Leadership Accelerator is run nationally across Australia. My next phase of my business growth would be expanding overseas into the American
international
and European market as well, because there's a lot of people over there that are looking for these tools and techniques and how to create change. Yes. So,
absolutely. I've seen a report that I looked at last night, in fact, showed that coaches, mentors, and people that help business and leaders succeed will be very much in demand, particularly in the next 5 years. And there's something about Australians that draw other nations to us. I don't know if it's because we're kind of chilled, if that's the word, kind of chilled and laid back, but I do know that we Australians have the ability to help. We're a very helpful mob, aren't we?
We do love community here, that's for sure.
Definitely. Maria, before we run out of time today, can you tell the listeners and the watchers how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. So whoever's listening, you can contact me through my website, which is Maria Van Vuklis, that's VanVuklis.com. All my links are there. I also run a podcast as well, so have a tune in and listen to some of my content to get a feel of what I'm like. Otherwise, you can, contact me via LinkedIn, Facebook, and all the links are on the website.
Yeah, and we will have all the links for you listening live. They'll be in the chat box now. And if you've forgotten that or you can't spell Maria's gorgeous last name, then Vuklis is... What nationality is Van Vuklis?
It's Greek.
It's cold?
Yeah. It's quite easy to tell because it has the whole alphabet almost in it.
Ah, that's the way you tell. Okie dokie. We are nearing the end of our program today, but Maria, it's been a real delight talking to you today. And of course, as a passionate supporter of all things that increase our ability to succeed in life, and particular being, I've had access to NLP and timeline, and it really is, a lot of people lump that stuff in with therapy. And it's actually more than therapy. It's about having an accelerated result using the power of your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is where the things that we need to deal with are, and we're not often aware of our subconscious mind. But quickly before we go, there is such power in our subconscious, isn't there, Maria?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All our values, beliefs, attitudes, emotions, 90% of what we do, who we are, comes from the unconscious mind. And I think a lot of people are quite disconnected from that, which is why coming back to our true self and really understanding why you're experiencing what you're experiencing allows you to unpack and unclear all that, what I call junk in your trunk, in being able to really get to who you really are.
Yes. In that subconscious mind, there lives the stuff from our childhood. There lives the beliefs, bias, values, all those sorts of things from our childhood. And unless you start to think consciously about those things, they just keep governing your decisions, don't they?
Absolutely.
Like, if they just unconsciously cause you to react to a situation, or a person or an event in a way that is not conscious. And part of the work that Maria does is to help unpack those unconscious things that might be holding you back that you're probably not aware of. Most people aren't aware of them, Maria.
Absolutely. Those sabotaging behaviors, they keep creeping up and they keep creating all this destructiveness in life, whatever contextual area that might be. And then people wonder why this keeps happening to me. And the reason why is because it actually hasn't been dealt with at that level, at that deep structure level.
Subconscious level. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hear it all the time, don't you, Maria? Why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening? Your subconscious is responsible, and you don't know until you start examining it.
Absolutely.
Maria Van Vuklis, thank you so much. We've been talking with Maria today, the Conscious CEO, and I encourage you to jump on and connect with Maria. She has some amazing programs, platforms. She has a wealth of knowledge, wisdom, and experience to share with you and help you on your journey in life and in business. And if you're a leader looking for someone to help you with the next level, then Maria is your gal. That, my wonderful friends, is your lot for this week. Thank you, Maria, for being on Radio Tony, Everyday Business. I wish you all the best and hope to chat to you again soon.
Thanks, Tony. It's been such a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. And that is all for this week. We'll see you back next week with another wonderful guest on Radio Tony Everyday Business. This is your host, Tony Lontis, and bye for now.
Telling me to dance, taking a chance.